Hello and welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. I'm your host, Rima Katz, Editor-in-Chief of Payments Journal. Today, we're discussing automation and why it's so critical for CFOs and finance teams in accelerating payments and reducing risks during challenging economic times. Our guests today, Bob Purcell, CFO at Billtrust, and Steve Murphy, Director of Commercial at Javelin Strategy and Research, talk about how financial professionals can best prepare their companies for recessions and economic downturns. They also talk about how automated AR processes reduce costs and improve cash flow, while manual AR tasks inhibit cash flow, create unnecessary risk, and increase operating costs. Bob and Steve, it's so great to have you with us today. Bob, your new role as CFO of Billtrust gives you a unique vantage point. Not only are you charged with leading a finance team, but you ultimately personify the company's target customer. Can you speak to that?
It's actually a phenomenal role where it's so close to home of what I've done in the past, but also something that, you know, a product that we have that's fantastic, and I can relate to it very well. It's something that I've been looking at and dealing with for many years now.
Well, you're in a great position. As you know, today we're diving into accounts receivable automation. How can AR automation and digital payments future-proof companies to withstand economic downturn?
Yeah, just very relevant question. What I and my fellow colleagues see is that we've reached an inflection point in our profession. There's a lot of economic uncertainty. It's creating urgency for us to have greater control of our assets and our financial outcomes. And we even worry about interest rates, inflation, and other indicators of a recession. It's comforting to know that automating our systems does reduce cycle times and helps us get paid faster for our customers and ourselves as well. Many other CFOs and other finance leaders across our customer base are beginning to understand that digitally transforming AR and adapting technology that bolsters our financial resilience prepares us to withstand the risks of potential recession and economic slowdown.
Yeah, it's really interesting, Bob, how the pandemic sort of reanimated the importance of working capital management. Were you seeing either in your past positions or in this one, the adoption of automation in financial operations before the pandemic, or is that something that just hit everybody all of a sudden, or the pace just increased?
Yeah, I would say, and there's a group of CFOs that I talk with on a regular basis, I definitely think it's increased. There were some that were definitely leading. They're the earliest smartphone users as well. But there's still quite a few out there that use their flip phone. And the pandemic definitely got people to realize they need to embrace this. They need to really leverage in. And I like to also look at it from the growth at all cost mindset that used to exist, certainly within software and other parts of fintech. That doesn't exist anymore. People realize that they've got to leverage technology and embrace automation wherever possible to make sure that they're staying competitive. It's not only the people that are leading right now. This has become a table stake.
Bob, you spoke about embracing automation. Can you speak to some of the challenges of manual AR tasks? And, you know, also what are the benefits of automated AR?
Yeah, absolutely. For those that may not know, AR software penetration is only around 24% of companies today, meaning that over 3 in 4 businesses are still relying on manual processes and working with really cumbersome legacy systems that slow down cash flow. And although the usage is declining, AFP tells us that still 33% of B2B payments in North America and at 31% globally are still made by a paper check, believe it or not. So it's really time for corporations to fortify their businesses through AR digital transformation, not only creating a new generation of B2B digital players, supporting CFOs and other financial professionals by allowing them to reliably maximize their forecast cash flow, but it supports the remote workforce by reducing the dependence on paper checks and the U.S. mail, really helping them to future-proof their businesses in uncertain times today and potentially in the future.
Hey, Bob, could I just jump in? You had mentioned 24% of companies are the penetration of automation, AR automation is only at about 25%. I find this a really amazing number. Is that referencing fully automated, or does it just mean that they've adopted AR automation in some portion of the process?
That's really fully automated. There's little things that they've done maybe through their general ledger system or ERP. This is true full automation all the way from credit to cash application.
Interesting. You know, one of the unspoken about byproducts of automation is the ability then to capitalize on data in digital form. So companies, once they start processing stuff in digital software, they can then take advantage of the growing sophistication of machine learning and other AI capabilities that are really evolving quickly.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's not only the capitalizing it, but helping look at what AI and ML can do to inform not only how you collect your funds, but also potentially what segments of your market pay faster than others. What segments of your market may be still within your ideal customer profile, but maybe to target them a little bit better because their payment mechanism, cash flow, their ability to pay is a lot faster. And it's becoming even more evident when you kind of think about the alternative ways of pay, not just ACH and wire, but there's parts of your business where you can really look at some of the AI ML and get folks to be a card or pay fast.
So back to your point about supporting CFOs and future-proofing the business and so forth, what do you typically see as maybe the top two or three specific things that receivables automation either fixes or really greatly improves for companies? And is this something that differs by vertical segment or business size, or is it sort of generally true across all sectors?
Yeah, I think there's some general things. There are variances between sectors, whether it's a manufacturing or a retail, but I think the common thread that goes across is even though that companies have a good ERP and general ledger system, there's still manual procedures that are involved in that. It's not fully automated. And so anytime you have a manual procedure where you're relying on an individual to do something, you're going to have error. You're going to have potential missed billings, incorrect billings. Really moving towards the automation, what it does across the board, across sectors, is making sure that it's consistent and it's reliable and that how you actually have the bills going out is a consistent manner at the same time, and it gives that predictability and reliability around accuracy a big step up in companies. And we see that across the board, that our customers consistently get back to us and say how it's improved them, whether it's, for example, I think a lot of them say they've got, you know, on the range of about 25% better customer service levels, about 23% collection improvements. There's definitely a good p-value there where people see a large benefit by automating.
Got it. Thanks.
You gave a lot of great stats from BillTrust's recent research. Can you also speak to the environmental effect of automation?
Yeah, absolutely. So going back to our BillTrust research that we're able to pull from the vast quantities of services that we provide in the credit billing collection and cash app, right? What we see is that the best in class AR organizations absolutely have roughly 25% better customer service levels. They're seeing 23% collection improvements versus the average AR department. And in addition, these best in class teams, they offer roughly 20% more self-service capabilities and receive payments on average 15%. Faster. I was just going to highlight from an ESG perspective, right? The environmental effect too of automation can be really substantial. And while the economic savings and operational improvement and speed to cash and collections is super important, a BillTrust customer once digitized nearly 1.5 million of their invoices. I think it was back in 2021. And they were able to quantify that it saved them over 170 trees, right? 159,000 gallons of water and 189 million BTUs of total energy. It's great they're able to actually measure that, but it's just amazing what it's able to do for the environment.
You mentioned something when you were talking about your survey data about collections. I think that's very interesting because I think some percentage of listeners probably, it's not forefront of their mind that collections is part of receivables automation, but that's certainly a significant part of the effort, especially DSO and getting out in front of who might be paying late. That would also be especially important in recessionary times. So is that something that's part of the BillTrust package?
Absolutely. We look at the end-to-end solution. So everything from actually doing the credit part of investigating a future customer to the billing, the cash collection and the cash application back to that customer record. So it truly is a full end-to-end solution.
Right. Thanks.
Shifting gears a bit, I'd like to talk about trust, which is a pretty significant topic right now in the banking space. What's top of mind for many is also, who are you trusting your business with? Bob, what are your thoughts on the current state of trust within the banking industry?
Well, it's certainly different than it was 3 months ago. And sometimes you get lulled into taking for granted our banking industry, and it's still a very complicated and delicate industry. The last month has really shown us that, you know, to be a very true fact. In discussing this with my peers, it's given us all pause. Can we truly trust the institutions that we bank with today? I would say maybe less than 50% were regularly looking at the liquidity position of their institutions. Now, I think when you deal with a larger money center bank, you probably were not thinking about that. You just assumed it. But certainly with the smaller regional or even local banks that companies tend to work with, certainly if you're smaller, no one was really looking at the liquidity liquidity and asking for liquidity statements, which I think today, I don't know if anyone has yet to do that. Like they've all taken advantage of that, asked their banking institution what they look like. And I would say probably maybe about 30% have created a plan B, right? What happens if, so that they are able to work on it in a very proactive way. What I would expect of boards is that they're asking their management how they're addressing the current environment and not taking for granted something that we've probably taken for granted in the past. And that is our money safe, right? Our responsibilities as CFOs is one of them, is safeguarding of our asset. And the second is improving cash flow. So making sure that we're balancing all of that and being smart about where our money is, its liquidity, access, and can we continue to improve cash flows? All those are extremely topical today. And I think it's definitely caused us to step back, take stock, and create an alternative plan to what we do.
Yeah, it's interesting because one of the things that I've been reading about and hearing about is since the SVB fiasco and the resulting unrest that you're mentioning, is many in the fintech startup space for sure are looking at treasury management software and other automation to get a better handle on cash management and other operational risk. So that's certainly one of the things that are happening.
Yeah, I agree. And there's actually some exceptional companies out there that also embrace AI ML that are making it a lot easier to manage your money, where you don't have to rely on contacting a customer service rep or relational rep at a large institution to kind of find out what's happening. You're told real time what things look like. So it's very relevant. Absolutely.
Bob and Steve, thank you so much again for your insights and perspective. We hope to have you back on soon.